This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We do hear more about these kinds of stories these days, but still, this one seems on maybe another level. So the story here this morning from Global News, Canadian cybersecurity researchers are voicing concern and urging people to be vigilant after reports that a staggering 26 billion records have been exposed in a super massive leak. According to the organization's Cyber News and Security Discovery, data from popular platforms, including X, or Twitter, LinkedIn, Dropbox, Adobe, have all been exposed in what research the research team refers to as the mother of all breaches. So that's certainly some worrying phrasing there, but it sounds like this is a pretty big deal. But what kind of breaches or exposures are we talking about? What do we need to be watching for in the days ahead here? Very pleased to welcome to the program here this morning, Dr. Natalie Stakhanova, Canada Research Chair in Security and Privacy at the University of Saskatchewan, also Director of the Cyber Lab, the Department of Computer Science at the U of S. Natalia, thanks so much for joining us here today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so how big a deal is this, first of all, in your view?
Ooh, in my view, I think it's quite a big deal. Just looking at the scale of this, it's quite a significant set of data entries for individuals that we've seen in the past ever, I would say.
Wow. What kind of data are we talking about then?
Well, at this point, we don't have a good insight what type of information is contained within this data set. Most likely, it has a good portion of username and passwords. However, looking at the names of the platforms that which data has been leaked and contained within this data set, you can see that most likely some social information is also contained within the data set, and financial information. And there have been a few reports saying that information on some of the government bodies from different countries is also within this data set. So as you can see, it's quite diverse and quite deep in some extent.
Right. Obviously, we don't know who is responsible. Do we have any more information on, you know, as to when this occurred, and I guess more importantly, how this might have occurred?
Well, the data set itself contains numerous smaller subsets that were leaked from other breaches that happened in the past. So obviously that covers a period of time. We're not talking about something that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
But there have been a few reports indicating that some of the information contained with this data set has been leaked yet, or at least has been known to be leaked yet. So it covers an extended period of time, and some of this is old and some of it is fairly new.
We talk about 26 billion files here, potentially, or records. I mean, I would imagine there's a lot of duplication in that. I mean, that just seems like a massive number.
Oh, it's certainly, there's certainly a lot of duplication.
Yeah.
If you think of the world's population today, it certainly covers that. But even if half of this is a duplicate data, you still have quite a bit of world population coverage in those data sets.
Right. So, I mean, obviously, there'd be concern if they're, you know, phone numbers or email addresses that would be exposed here. But I guess there's also the concern about, like, passwords, too, right? Do we know about that?
Well, I have no doubt that the passwords are contained with data set, mm-hmm. within this data set. And that's an incredible concern, or it should be an incredible concern for a lot of people.
So what should people be watching out for, then, moving forward here?
Well, I don't want to scare anyone, but we certainly should be vigilant given the scale of this data set and the amount of data contained and just the breadth of different sources where the data is coming from. We should pretty much watch for every suspicious activity that it might be happening. So obviously the passwords being contained in this data set, even if they might have been leaked years before, would still consider them broken. So this is something that would probably need to be changed right away, preferably the sooner the better. Beyond that, the information itself might create a lot of space for other scams, for example, sophisticated phishing attacks, various types of scams, phone scams, SMS scams. So it really gives you ability, or gives attackers ability to manipulate a lot of personal information and basically manipulate people into believing that they have more than they might have. This certainly opens a room for identity theft and for various types of financial scams as well.
You know, to what extent does this need to be a wake-up call, both in terms of, you know, these platforms, these companies, and how they protect against these breaches, but just for all of us, too, in terms of, you know, the caution we're using or the steps we can take to protect ourselves?
Well, I don't know if this is a wake-up call. I feel like we had wake-up calls years before, and we're still apparently not woken enough to be surprised to see the scale of data showing up online. I'm guessing we are not the first ones seeing this set being accumulated. Someone did this before us. So this is certainly scary to know that this much information about the population, about all of us, is available to hackers to do pretty much whatever they feel they want to do with our information. So it's not just a wake-up call. It's a shake-up. I can't think of a better word to describe how we should be feeling right now.
Yeah, well, we'll leave it on that note. We'll see what transpires here in the coming days and whether we learn more about all of this. Professor Stakhanova, thank you so much for your insight. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.